You are listening to Absalon Radio. My name is Josephine Renard, and I am your radio yoga teacher. It's my pleasure to be the voice on your radio as we dive into the deep end together in this wonderful and slightly crazy discipline that is yoga on the radio. It will be a challenge, no doubt, not just for me as a teacher, but to you who practice at home. But I promise I will do my very best to guide you softly and calmly and as precise as possible so you can surrender yourself to the practice even though you can't see me. And should it happen that something doesn't make sense to you, don't worry, smile and breathe. It's all going to be fine. Today's practice is about an hour long, and we will be focusing on opening the area around your chest. That wonderful feeling of creating space around your ribcage, the sides of your body, and allowing your shoulders to glide back. In yoga, we often refer this kind of practice to calling it opening, a heart opening practice. And that's because when we do these poses, we lead with our heart. For me, a heart-opening practice can feel invigorating and energizing and leave me with a more open mind. And I feel like, I always feel like I have a euphoric feeling in my body that I can meet people with afterwards. So I hope you feel the same kind of energized openness after this practice. Before we start, I would like to remind you that what I say is an invitation, which means if something doesn't feel right in your body, or if it doesn't sit with you, or if you're in pain, you should stop and come out of the pose and take a break. Trust in what your body tells you. Listen and act accordingly. Your body will talk to you throughout this practice, and it's your responsibility to listen to what your body says. Today's class is a class that has a lot of back bends, and luckily most of us take care of ourselves and our body in back bends, for the simple reason that when we're bending backwards, we're bending into the unknowing, and we will take care of ourselves. But that being said, please be mindful of your lower back. If you feel like it pinches in the lumbar part of your body, your lower back, then come out of the pose or just do less. Again, listen to your body. It should not be pinching in your lower back as we do this practice. With that being said, let's practice some yoga together. And as always, we begin by a seated meditation. So find a comfortable seat on your yoga mat. If you have a pillow or a block or a couple of books, you can come to sit on that. You can sit cross-legged, or if that doesn't sit with you right, you can sit in a on your lower legs in a hero pose. As you find yourself comfortably on your mat, whatever pose, seated pose you're sitting in, just take a moment to feel that you have equal weight in both sit bones. Like, and balance out both sides of your buttocks. And have this feeling of maybe sitting a little more heavy. And then from that, make your side body long. Feel that you're lifting your chest a little bit. Roll your shoulders gently back. And then rest your arms on your knees or your thighs or in your lap, whatever feels comfortable. Now close your eyes, soften your face. Allow yourself to settle in here, noticing how you feel in your body. Notice if there's something calling your attention in any way. And if it's so, then just gently allow that to glide away, sail away. Just be aware that it's there, but you don't need to pay it any attention for now. Allow yourself a few deep breaths, maybe exhaling through the mouth with a sigh. Good. Now, let your attention fall on your breath. You don't necessarily have to change your breath in any way. Just allow yourself to sit here, closed eyes, and follow the breath as it is. Notice air going in as you inhale. And air going out as you exhale. Find that gliding feeling into your breath. Almost like a wave on the beach. That feeling, it just gently comes up and glides away again. Good. Now with this, focusing on your breath, notice how your rib cage expands as you inhale. Maybe making your breath a little deeper so your rib cage expands even more. And you might have all your attention on the front of your ribcage and your chest, feeling that expansion outwards. But I now challenge you to see if you can feel these expansions on the side of your ribcage, under your armpits. Noticing how the expansion is not only on the front, but also on the side of your ribcage. Again, you might have to deepen your breath a little more to have a better sense of what's going on. And then noticing the backside. Notice if you're expanding out through your backside as well. Backside of the rib cage under your shoulder blades. And maybe even force it ever so slightly. Good. A few more breaths like this, expanding the ribcage to all sides. Noticing how drawing air and you fill your body with more air and it lifts the whole body up a little bit. Beautiful. On your next exhalation, gently bow your head forward. And as your head comes forward here, allow your shoulders to be relaxed, your head to hang heavy, that slight stretch in the back of your neck. Maybe exhale through the mouth once more. Feeling the weight of your head and that stretch gently crawling back down the top of your spine. And then you can blink your eyes open and get used to the light around you. And then lift your gaze with a smile. Roll over your knees and come to all fours on your yoga mat. Good. Now, if you have a little bit of a knee issue, then put a blanket or a towel under your knees for extra support. Place your knees under your hips, toes pointing back. Place your hands in outer shoulder distance and preferably a few centimeters in front of your shoulders. So it's your hands a little further forward. Spread out your palms, spread out your fingertips. Push down for the root of the index finger and all 10 fingertips as if you wanted to grab the yoga mat. Good. Feel as you're pressing down through your full palms, through the fingertips, that it sends energy up through your wrist, your arms, all the way up to your shoulders. Be careful not to drop your belly towards the floor. So gently lift your lower ribs a little bit So you feel that there is a little bit of engagement in your spine and in your core muscle. Good. Now feel the rhythm of your breath, inhaling and exhaling. And as you inhale next, start to arch your back, draw your heart forward, look forward. And as you exhale, begin to round your back and look into your navel. Continue this movement, this cat-cow movement on your own breath, moving slowly with your breath. Inhaling, arching your back, drawing your heart forward, looking forward. And exhale, rounding your back and look into your navel. Maybe keep your eyes closed as you do this cat-cow. And then see if you can slow down the pace of what you're doing. Take your time to move here. Noticing the movement in your spine as you do so. Maybe start to bend your elbows ever so slightly as you arch. Or sitting your bum back towards your heel as you round. Making the movement bigger, but not increasing the pace. Still slowly through your cat-cow. This feeling of awakening the body gently. And then maybe you want to freestyle this movement a little bit. Start to make circles with your ribcage. Sliding your hips from side to side. Moving in all the directions you can think of. But again, try to move slowly. Allow your body to make sense of what's happening. So you notice if there's something that feels extra good or something that feels wrong. Going to take a few more breaths here in cat-cow, freestyling our way through the mat. And then gently start to make the movements smaller and smaller and smaller until you come to stillness. Just stay still on all fours. Taking a moment just to sense the echo of this movement, this cat-cow. Maybe already now you feel a little bit of more energy in your body than you did 5 minutes ago. Good. We're now going to work with creating a little more space alongside the sides of the body, from your hips to your armpit. So come up to your knees, so you're standing on your knees. And again, you can fold the yoga mat or you can put a little blanket or towel under your knees for extra support. Good. Now see if you can stand somewhat upright. And if you feel like this is a little bit wobbly, then tuck under your toes. That will engage your legs a little more. Good. Now, allow yourself to step your left foot out to the side. So right knee are in the mat, but left foot is out to the side, foot on the floor. And see if you can get your left heel to be in line with your right knee. Good. Then gently have that feeling of pushing your right knee into the yoga mat to create a length up for your right side. Then reach your right arm up to the ceiling, creating length from your hips to your armpits, from your armpits out through your hands and fingertips. Taking a deep inhale here, creating a little more length. And as you exhale, your side bend to the left. You can rest your left elbow on your left thigh. And you just come out to the left side. And by that, elongating your right side of your body. Good. Now, as you come out to the side here, you can do this pulsating around with your hands. So you're just kind of gently rocking a little bit more to the side to create more space on the right side of the body. A few more breaths here. feel yourself opening your right side of the body. And maybe you want to turn your chest a little bit up towards the ceiling for the last ones. Just ever so slightly. Good. On an inhale, come back up to center. And on an exhale, allow your arm to come down by your side. Allow your left knee to come back into the yoga mat. Stay here standing on your knees for a second, sensing the difference in the two sides. A feeling that suddenly the right side of your body just, it's just like 4 centimeters longer. Good. Let's equal out that by doing the same thing on the other side. So stay with your left knee into the yoga mat. Step your right foot up to the right side. See if you can get your right heel to be in line with your left knee. Good. Gently press the left knee into the yoga mat to create length on your left side of your body. And then inhale, reaching your left arm up to the ceiling, creating length not only from the knee to your hip, but now also from the hip to your armpits and from your armpit up throughout your fingertips. Inhaling here and exhaling, side bending to the right, now creating more side length on your left side of the body. As you come down to the right side, you can rest your right elbow on your left right thigh, and then just opening that left side of the body. Again, you can do a little bit of a pulsation here, just gently allowing some more space with each breath. Few more breaths here, gently allowing the left side of the body to grow bigger. And again, maybe you want to turn your ribcage ever so slightly up towards the ceiling to come into the front of the body as well. And then inhaling, coming up to center, and exhaling, allowing your left arm to come down. Allow your right knee to come back into the yoga mat. And then placing your hands onto the yoga mat, you come to all fours. Place your hands outer shoulder distance, preferably a few centimeters in front of your shoulders. Spread out your palms, spread out your fingertips. Then tuck under your toes, lift your knees off the ground, and come back to a downward facing dog. Take your time to come into this downward facing dog. Walk the dog, maybe bending one leg, straightening the other, wriggling your hips from side to side. If there's anything else you need to do in this, the first downward facing dog of the day, what I assume is the first downward facing dog of the day, and just do whatever you need to do. Good. Keep pushing your hands gently into the yoga mat. Create length from your fingertips to your armpits, from your armpits to your hips. Good. On your next inhalation, round your back and glide forward into a plank position, top of a push-up. Good. As you come into plank, stay here. Take a look to your hands, spread out your palms, spread out your fingertips. Push down through your hands to create that energy up through your wrist, your arms, all the way up to your shoulders. One more breath here in plank. On your next inhalation, you're welcome to let your knees come down. And on an exhalation, bend your elbows and lower yourself down to your belly. Good. Make sure your arms, your hands are on the side of your rib cage, so your fingertips are practically in line with your nipples, so quite far back. Good. Roll your shoulders gently back. And now lift your fingertips, your hands, your palms, just 1 centimeter off the floor. No more than that. Good. Hug your elbows in towards your waistline. And then on an inhale, gently start to lift up to a baby cobra with hands not touching the floor. Exhale, lower down. Good. Inhale, lift your chest up. Baby cobra, hands lifted off the ground. Exhale, lower down. Take a few more baby cobras with hands lifted. Hug your elbows in and feel that your rib cage are lifting up from the backside. Good. Last baby cobra with hands lifted. Good. Now we're going to put a step more on this cobra. So, hands still lifted. Inhale, lift as high as you can for a baby cobra with hands lifted. Then stay up. Place your hands back into the yoga mat. And then on your next inhalation, maybe try to lift yourself a little higher. Be mindful of your lower back. If it pinches your lower back, then don't go any higher. Exhale, lower down. Good. We're going to do this one more time. Start by lifting your hands up. Inhale, lifting without hands, baby cobra. Staying put. Then placing your hands down, and on a next inhalation, lift yourself a little higher. Good. Exhale, lower down. Now continue this two-step baby cobra to full cobra on your own. And go as high as feels comfortable for you. Be mindful of your lower back. Let it not pinch anywhere in your lower back. And if you feel fine, you can come on the second step all the way up to a full-grown cobra. Gonna do two more like this. Lifting without hands, staying put, and placing the hands down and lifting even higher with your hands. And then on an exhale, lowering down. Last one. Good. As you come down, tuck under your toes, move to all fours, and then back to a downward facing dog. Take your time to come into downward facing dog. Maybe make micro bend your legs a little bit. Now let your attention come to your hands. Make sure you still have that outer shoulder distance. Spread out your palms, spread out your fingertips. Push down through the root of the index finger. And feel that energy of pushing down, and it goes into your wrist, all the way up to your arms, all the way up to your shoulders. Feel that your shoulders are in line and your hands are strong and sending that muscular energy all the way up to your shoulders. Good. Keep that steady hand, those steady hands and those strong arms, those squared shoulders, as you now lift your right leg back and up. Good. Lift as high as you can. Still with strong hands, strong arms, strong shoulders in line. Then start to bend your right leg. Let the foot drop a little bit out to the left side, opening the hip up. See if you can reach a little higher with that right knee, but be mindful that you're not losing integrity in your shoulders. So the tendency will be to drop the left shoulder as we stand here. And if you're the person who's done that, then just gently feel that strength in that left arm all the way up to your shoulder. I'm going to take two more breaths here. Steady hands, strong arms, squared in line shoulders. Reaching out for the right knee. Good. On an inhale, straighten out the leg again. Good. And then step the foot in between your hands, all the way up to the front of the mat. If you need help to pull your foot up to the top of the mat in between your hands, then don't worry, just do it. Good. Allow your left knee to come into the yoga mat. Place a blanket or fold the yoga mat for extra support. Then lift your upper body up. Make sure your shoulders are over your hips. Have that feeling of lifting your chest a little bit. And with that lift, find length on your side of your body as you now reach your arms up to the ceiling for crescent lunge. Good. If it's available to you, maybe lower a little deeper down into your front knee. Beautiful. Soften your face. Take time here to get settled in crescent lunge. Be careful that you're not dropping your belly. So see if you can find a little bit of engagement by lifting the chest and engaging the core muscles. And as you stay here, breathe gently. One more breath here. Good. Take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, lower your hands back into the yoga mat and step back to a plank. Inhale in plank, maybe let your knees come down first, and exhale, lower all the way down to your belly. Take a two-step cobra. So lift your hands off the ground. Hug your elbows in. Inhale. Lift up without hands. And then stay. Place your hands down. And next inhalation, lift all the way up to a cobra of your choice. And exhale. Lower down. Tuck under your toes and move back to a downward facing dog. Take your time to come into down dog. Settle in. Microbend your legs. And now find those steady hands. Spread out the palms. Spread out your fingertips. Push down through the root of the index finger and feel that energy from your pushing down up through your wrist, your arms, all the way up to your shoulders. Steady hands, strong arms, squared inline shoulders. As you now lift your left leg back and up. Keep pushing down in your hands and making a nice long line from the hands pushing down in the yoga mat up through your body, up through the side of the body and out through that lifted left leg. Then bend your knee and let your foot drop a little bit out to the right side. And again, be careful that you're not dropping your right shoulders, that there's still integrity in your shoulders. So push down equally in both hands. Make that strong, those strong arms, those strong shoulders. Good. We're going to take a few more breaths here in the three-legged dog. Good. On an inhale, straighten out the leg. Beautiful. And then step the foot in between your hands. If you didn't get there in one go, then just scooch your foot or help your foot up in between your hands to the top of the yoga mat. Place your right knee back into the yoga mat. Place a blanket or fold the mat if you need extra support. Then lift your upper body up. Have that feeling of lifting your rib cage, making the side body long as you reach your arms up to the ceiling for a crescent lunge. Good. Now, if it's available for you, you can lower a little deeper down into your front leg. If it's not, don't worry, just stay where you are. Make sure you keep that engagement of the core, that lift up the rib cage. So feel that your core muscle, your belly muscles are working here, that you're not just letting go around your belly. It's that feeling that you're engaging around the midline of your body. Soften your face and breathe into the pose. Now, if it feels okay here, you can take a few, the last few breaths, and maybe lean gently back so you come into a little deeper back bend. Last full breath. Good. On an exhale, allow your hands to come back into the yoga mat, and then step back to a plank. Inhale here in plank. You're welcome to let your knees come down and exhale lower down to your belly. Good. This time, clasp your hands around your back. So interlace your hands on the back side and then straighten out your arms. Good. On your next inhalation, lift your feet, your knees and your thighs off the ground. Stay up. Good. On your next inhalation, lift your forehead, your shoulders, your chest up. Stay up here. So now both feet, thighs, and forehead and shoulders and chest are lifted up. One more breath. Maybe lift your arms a little higher. Locust pose. Allow yourself to lift yourself as high as you can in this Shalabhasana locust pose. Good. And then gently lower down. Release your hands to the sides of your body. Tuck under your toes, move to all fours, and then to a downward facing dog. Allow yourself to come into down dog. Maybe microbend your legs. Take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, allow your heart to melt towards your feet. And just take a moment here in down dog and sense how you're feeling. Notice what's going on in your body. Good.
All right. Bend your legs. Look to your hands. On an inhale, you can step, you can walk, or you can jump to the front of the mat. And on an exhale, you fold forward into the deep forward fold. Good. Bend your legs quite a bit. Hands to your hips. On an inhale, lift your upper body up. Reach your arms up to the ceiling. And then let's just do like a good old-fashioned morning stretch. One side and then the other. You need to shake something out, and you're welcome to do that so now. Good. And as you exhale, allow your hands to come down alongside your body. Make sure you're at the front of the yoga mat. Feet hip distance apart, and then gather your hands in front of your heart. Take a deep inhale and exhale. Good. Inhale, reach your arms up to the ceiling. And exhale, bend your legs and fold all the way forward until your fingertips reach the floor. On an inhale, lift your chest halfway up. You can glide your hands up to your knees for support. And exhale, fold forward. And now step your right foot far back onto the yoga mat, all the way to the back. And if you didn't get there in one step, then just scooch the foot a little further back. Good. Imagine that you have like an insane stiletto heel on your back foot. Like really, you know, and you should say RuPaul Drag Race stiletto heel. Good. Straighten that back right leg. Good. And then on an inhale, lift your upper body up. Find your balance. Good. Keep that back leg straight. Keep that high stiletto on the back foot. Heel as high lifted as possible. And then clasp your hand behind your back. So interlace your hands behind your back again. Roll your shoulders back. This time bend your elbows a little bit. Just ever so slightly. And then move your hands away from your buttocks. Good. If it's available, you can sink a little deeper into the front right knee. Lift your chest and then start to lean back. Imagine there's a hook grabbing onto your hands, your interlaced hands, and then you're coming into a slight back bend here. This is a variation of high lunge. And I invite you to soften your face and tune into your breath as you stay here in high lunge. Two more breath. Careful that you're not dropping your belly. So keep that engagement of the core as if you want to hug a midline in. Lifting your chest, opening your heart up towards the ceiling. Last full breath. Good. And release your hands. Take a deep inhale, exhale, allow your hands to come back into the yoga mat. Inhale, step to the front of the mat, and exhale, fold forward. Opposite side. Inhale, lift your chest halfway up. You can glide your hands to the knees for support. Exhale, fold forward, and step your left foot far back onto the yoga mat, all the way to the end. Help it the last bit of the way if you didn't get there in one step. Beautiful. Now, high stiletto heel on the back foot. Straighten the leg. Take a deep inhale and lift your upper body up. You can sink a little deeper down into your front knee if it's available. Good. Make sure you're still wearing that insane stiletto heel on your back foot and that your back right left leg are straight. So it's really important that your leg is completely straight and there's engagement of that back leg. Good. Then clasp your hands behind your back. Interlace your hands. Lift your hands a little bit up and away from your buttock. Keep your elbows slightly bent. Imagine there's somebody just putting a hook onto your hands. And as you lift your chest a little higher, they start to pull your chest back into your hands back into a back bend. Soften your face and breathe. And this is a high lunge variation. And the focus here is to open the heart up towards the ceiling. So if it's available, maybe you can lean a little more back. And it's a nice feeling that you imagine somebody's just hooking onto your hands and pulling you a little bit deeper. Again, be mindful of your lower back. If this pinches your lower back, then you've gone too far. Then you maybe need to engage your core muscle a little more, hugging the midline in, so you can open the front of your body. Last two breaths. Good. All right. Release your hands. Allow your hands to come back into the yoga mat. Take a deep inhale and exhale. Step back to a plank. Inhale here in plank. Maybe let your knees come down and exhale all the way down to your belly. Good. This time we're coming into Sphinx pose. So allow yourself to come up to your elbows directly under your shoulders. So the tendency here is that your arms glide out to the side. So make sure that your elbows are just under your shoulder. That way we're stacking the joints on top of each other. We're taking care of everything. Good. Now, another tendency in Sphinx pose is to collapse a little bit in the pose because we're on your belly and you feel like, oh, I can relax, I'm just lying down. But this is actually an active pose we're going for here. This is an active class. There's muscular energy and we need that for this Sphinx pose to take care of our lower back. So push your elbows into the yoga mat. You have that feeling of you're pushing in and you feel a lift to your whole chest. You can reach yourself a little higher. Maybe even make sure your ears are away from your shoulders. Suddenly the pose grows a little bigger. Good. Soften your face. Let's just take a few breaths here. You can even use your breath to guide you through this pose. So on an inhale, you push your elbows a little further into the mat. And as you exhale, you draw your heart forward, reaching your heart forward to somebody in front of you. Good. From here, we're going to go for a half frog pose. We're going to do a little bit of an engagement of the thigh area. So you stay up on your elbow, keep pushing your elbow down. We're going to start by our right side. So lean the weight into your left elbow. Make sure you're really engaging by pushing down, keeping the chest lifted. And then reach your right arm back, bending your right leg and grabbing from the inside of your right ankle. So the tendency will, because it's easier to grab on the outside of the ankle, but when we do that, our shoulder does this weird thing where it goes forward. So see if you can grab from the inside of the ankle, the right ankle. Good. Keep pushing down in your left elbow. So keep your engagement, lift the chest, and now start to grab that elbow and pull the whole foot and heel towards your right buttocks. Ha! You will feel this in your right thigh, no doubt, but just take that into it. Really allow yourself to come into that nice thigh stretch here. A lot of things are going on. There's a back bend, there's a thigh stretch, there is that left arm pushing in. So just stay with all that. I know it's a lot, but see if you can soften your face and just let your breath guide you through this. Two more breaths here. Good. With awareness to what you're doing, gently let go of your right foot and allow the right foot to come back into the yoga mat and find your way back into Sphinx pose. Equal weight in both elbows, maybe pushing the elbows slightly down to keep that lift of the chest, softening your face, taking a few breaths here before we transition to the other side. Or you just sense the echo of what you've just been doing. Beautiful. All right, let's do the half frog pose on the other side. Good. So lean your weight into your right elbow. Make sure you're pushing down for your right elbow to keep that lift of the whole chest so you're not collapsing in the pose. Good. Then reach your left hand back, bend your left leg, and grab from the inside of your left ankle. Again, I'd rather that you grab the inside of the ankle than the outside, because as we grab the outside, the shoulder will do this weird movement forward and we won't get that beautiful opening of the chest. So grab hold of the inside. Good. Now, as you hold on to your foot, keep pushing down into your left elbow to keep that engagement and not collapsing on the whole upper body. And now start to pull your left foot towards your left buttocks, saying hello to your left thigh for this nice stretch in half frog pose. Soften your face and breathe. Nice few deep breaths here. Be mindful that you're not collapsing onto the right side, so keep pushing the right elbow down to keep that lift. Good. Last full breath. Keep pushing, pulling that foot towards your left buttocks. Beautiful. Good. Then, with awareness, let go of your left foot, allowing that to come back into the yoga mat and gently coming back into Sphinx pose. Stay in Sphinx pose, careful not to collapse in the pose. So push your elbows down, soften your face, and breathe. Good. Okay, we're going to do one more pose here from Sphinx. We're going to transition into bow pose or Dhanurasana. So, and we're going to do that pretty much like we just did the other pose, the half frog pose. So, keep that engagement of pushing down into your elbows, that lift of the chest. Now, lean your weight into your left elbow to begin with. Keep lifting the chest up, reaching your arm, right arm back, bending your right leg and grabbing from the inside of the ankle. You can point your toes up towards the ceiling. Good. As you've grabbed hold of your right ankle from the inside, then let go with your left elbow, reach your left elbow, left arm back. Bend your left leg and grab on the inside of the left ankle. You might have to drop your chest a little bit, that's fine. Point the toes up towards the ceiling as you grab hold of both ankles. And now start to kick your elbow, Now start to kick your feet back into your arms to lift your chest a little higher. This is intense, I know. So see if you can soften your face and breathe as you do so. Good. Keep pushing back your feet back into your hands to lift yourself a little higher. Ha, one more breath. Beautiful. And then gently let go of one side and then the other. And coming all the way down to lie on your belly. You can have your hands down by your side, or you can make a little pillow with your hands on top of each other and rest your forehead on that. Or if there's anything else you'd like to, any other way you like to lay on your belly, then just do that. Arms out to the side. And just allow yourself a few deep breaths, or you exhale through the mouth and release any tension of these last couple of poses. Beautiful. And maybe exhale with a sigh once more. Ah. Good. Now place your hands on the sides of your body. Tuck under your toes. Move to all fours and enter downward facing dog. Take your time to come into down dog. Nice breath here. Exhaling through the mouth with a sigh, allowing your heart to melt towards your feet. Then bend your legs, look to your hands. On an inhale, you walk, you step, or you jump to the front of the mat. And exhale, fold forward. Hands to your hips, bend your knees quite a bit. Inhale, lift your upper body up, reach your arms up to the ceiling, reaching yourself long. And exhale, come down with your hands by your side. Good. We're going to do a little bit of a balancing pose here. So you can stand on your mat or off your mat. Make sure you stand with hip distance between your feet. And just take a moment to sense the foundation beneath your feet. So the tendency for most people is to lean out to the outer edges of your feet, the little toe side of your feet. So see if you can push a little more down through your inner side. So there's like a big bit under your big toes on the inside that kind of you can push a little further down through that. So see if you can get a little bit of energy in that. And you will feel as you push down here that is sense muscular energy all the way up for your legs and your inner thigh and all the way up to your hips. This will help you keep balance. Good. All right. Now let your right arm come out to the side. Imagine that you're holding, so it's your right underarm, forearm that's going out to the side. And imagine that you're holding like a tray of glasses or something like that. So you kind of open the arm out to the side. Good. Then lean your weight into your left foot. And then lift your right foot up, kick it back. And again, grab with your right arm, your right hand from the inside of your right ankle. Good. Find your balance here. So keep pushing down for the inner foot on the left foot. Lift your chest, make your side body long. And now start to kick your right foot into your right hand. And as you kick into your hand, you can lean a little bit forward, coming into Lord of the Dance pose. Good. Pause here. Make sure you still have that balance, that opening of the chest. Maybe let your gaze come a little higher. Soften your face and breathe in Lord of the Dance pose. If it's available, you might want to kick your foot into your hands a little more. And then you can maybe reach your left arm out in front of you for an extra balance. Take two more breaths here. And if your balance falls and you fall out of the pose, don't worry, it happens to all of us. And just gently move back into the pose. Last full breath. Good. Gently start to lift your upper body up again. Allow your left arm to come down. Let go of your right foot. And then find yourself standing on the mat. Again, hip distance between your feet, arms down by your side. Just letting the echo of this Lord of the Dance pose run through your body. Just going to take a few breaths before we do it on the other side. Good. All right. Other side. Allow your attention to come to your feet. Make sure you have equal weight. And then push down through the inner side, inner forefoot, that big spot underneath your big toe. And lean your weight into your right foot. Allow your left forearm to come out to the side as if you were holding a tray of glasses or something. Good. Lift your left leg up. Let left leg come back. And then grab from the inside of your left ankle. Grab hold of your left foot with your left hand. Good. Pause. Just make sure that you still have your balance, pushing down through your right foot, especially the inner forefoot. Lift your chest, make your side body long. Take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, gently start to kick your foot back into your left hand, leaning yourself forward, reaching your right arm forward for Lord of the Dance pose. Do it gently, take time to come in. Be mindful that you're still pushing down, lifting your chest, hugging the midline gently in, engaging the core muscle as you breathe as freely as possible in this pose. Good. Last full pose here. Maybe kick your foot a little more into your hand. Beautiful. And then gently start to lift your upper body up again. And then release your foot. Come down to stand. Both feet. Roll your shoulders back. Hands down by your side, palms facing forward, soften your face. Allow the echo of Lord of the Dance pose to run through your body. Good. From here, I invite you to come down to lie on the back on the yoga mat. If you have a blanket with you, then have it nearby, because we're not far off from Shavasana, so just make sure you can cover yourself up. Before Shavasana, we just have two gentle poses left. We're going to start by bridge pose, or Setubandha Samangasana in Sanskrit. So as you come to lie on your yoga mat, bend your legs and place your feet hip distance apart, and let your heels be so close to your buttocks that when you reach your arms down by your side, your fingertips can just reach your heels. So I know some people can get their heels closer to the buttocks than that, and that's very commendable. But for this pose, it's quite important that we do the exact measurement of our body. So the measurement is arms down by your side and fingertips just reaching your heels. Good. Now make sure you have a good equal weight in both feet. And again, push down for the inner forefoot, that big spot under your big toes. Good. Now bend your elbows, allow your fingertips to point to the ceiling. Palms facing each other, and see if you can maybe hug your elbows into your waistlines. So your elbows should be almost like you want to elbow yourself in the side as you do so. Quite intense. Good. Roll your shoulders a little bit back, scooch yourself up on your shoulders, and then on an inhale, you push down on your feet, your elbows, and your shoulders, the back of your head, and lift your hips off the ground. Lift as high as you can. Keep pushing down through the inner forefoot. If you find it hard to breathe in this pose, then maybe push the back of your head ever so gently into the yoga mat so you open up around your throat and you can breathe more easily. Good. We're going to take 5 deep breaths here in bridge pose. Good. Keep pushing down through your inner forefoot. If you find that you need a little extra, you can grab the sides of your yoga mat. So just grab hold of the yoga mat and then start to pull the yoga mat down towards your feet. It will give you this sense of lifting your chest a little higher. There can be some energy in that pulling down in the yoga mat. Last 2 breaths. Good. Last full breath. Deep inhale. And on an exhale, you gently lower your hips back into the yoga mat. You can let your knees meet, or you can hug your knees into your chest if that feels good, rolling a little bit from side to side, back and forth. Good. Last pose before Shavasana is a twist. And I'm going to guide a quite simple supine twist. If you want to do another twist, you're welcome to do so. Just do you. But I'm just going to guide the simple twist. So let your arms come out to the side, palms facing up. See if you can get your hands in line with your shoulders, just more or less. Good. Then lift your feet off the ground. Bend your knees. So there should be a sort of 90-degree angle in your knees. Good. Take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, let both legs fall out to the left side. All the way out to the left side until you can relax. Now, you might want to adjust this pose a little bit. So maybe your knees need to come higher up towards yourself, a little away. Maybe your right arm needs to go a little higher or a little lower down. Make sure your right shoulder are resting in the mat. If you want to place your left hand on your knees, you're welcome to do so. Once you adjusted your pose so it feels the best for you, take a deep breath, nice deep inhalation, and then exhale with a sigh, allowing yourself to release any tension as you sigh out. Feel the weight of your body in this twist. Beautiful. We're going to stay here 5 deep breaths. And for each exhalation, I want you to allow yourself to release a little more. So you don't actually have to do anything. I just want you to mentally allow yourself to release a little more. And maybe something happens in your body as you do so. Maybe not. It's just that some call it an invitation. But after a practice like this, or in general in life, we somehow need to allow ourselves to relax. And if you allow yourself this release, maybe you will feel it in your body. It's just a gentle reminder that you are in charge of your body. You're allowing it to relax and release. Feel the weight of your body sinking into the yoga mat. Last 2 breaths. Good. Gently lift your knees up to center again. Arms out to the side, palms facing up. Somewhat 90-degree angles in your knees as you take a deep inhale and exhale, allowing both knees, both legs to fall to the right side. Take a moment to adjust the pose in any way you like. Maybe your knees need to get a little closer to you, a little further away. Maybe you want to hold your right hand on your knees. Maybe your left shoulder needs to adjust a little bit. Make sure you're resting the shoulder in the mat. And soften your face. Take a deep, full inhalation. Release with a sigh. And again, with each exhalation in this twist, allow yourself to be more soft, to be more calm, to release a little more. Allow yourself to relax. Feel the weight of your body. The weight of your body releasing into the mat. One more full breath in this twist. And then gently allowing yourself to come back to center. Again, you might want to hug your knees into your chest, roll a little bit back and forth or from side to side. If there's anything else you need to do before Shavasana, this would be a good time. Any last pose you just need to get out of the system. Maybe put on some socks or a sweater or a cardigan. Cover yourself up with a blanket. If you have an extra blanket or a pillow, I invite you to put that underneath your knees for a little support. If not, just lie down on your mat. Relax your legs. Let your feet fall to each side. Feel the weight of your feet, your hips, your shoulders. Your arms can be down by your side, or you can rest your hands on your belly. Allow your fingers to curl together in that way that a finger curls together when they're relaxed. And ever so gently, push your back of your head into the yoga mat to open up around the throat so you can breathe completely without any distractions. Release any tension around your jaw. Allow your lips to be soft, slightly apart. Feel the tongue resting in the back of your mouth, broad, heavy, soft. And let this softness travel out through your cheeks, your forehead, between the eyebrows, the third eye, and behind your eyelids where your eye sinks deeper into the eye sockets. Let go of your breath. Know that it's going to do fine on its own. You don't need to control it in any way. Surrender yourself, devote yourself into the last bit of this practice, Shavasana. Thank you. It is time to come out of Shavasana again. I invite you to deepen your breath a little bit, noticing the movements in the body as you breathe, rib cage expanding. And then you can wiggle your fingers and your toes. Let this movement travel up through your wrists and ankles, up through your arms and legs, maybe stretching your arms overhead, stretching long, pointing the toes and then flexing the feet, stretching one side and then the other. And gently bend your legs and roll over to your right hand side. And as you come to lie on your right hand side, hug yourself in, give yourself a little bit of a squeeze. And once you're ready, you can use your hands to push yourself up to a seated position, any seated position that feels comfortable for you right now. Take your time to find a nice seated position. Keeping your eyes closed and taking a moment to sense how you're feeling within your body after this practice. Maybe taking a few deep breaths, noticing how much more space within the ribcage you've created. Then exhaling with a sigh. Then I invite you to gather your hands in front of your heart, to thank yourself for taking time to do yoga, doing something good for yourself, for your body. You can take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, bow for yourself, for your practice. Thank you for joining in, for listening to this yoga on the radio session. Namaste.